Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Maddie Soto, 13-year-old girl, Stefan Stearns, took her life. Why? Well, that's a good question. Was it because she was about to expose him? She was about to expose others involved in the sexual abuse that he was subjecting her to for all of that time? She's telling her friends, I want to go live in the woods after my 13th birthday. And wouldn't you know, right on her 13th birthday, or the day after, or within 24 hours of blowing out those candles, she lost her life. Who is all responsible here beyond Stefan Stearns? Mother, Jen Soto, being looked at very closely. No arrest made as of our recording yet. But what does she know, and how does she know it? What was she involved in any of this? Was she complicit? She completely oblivious that these things were going on in their very small apartment for many, many years? What's happening here? Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. This is an interesting one, and one where you have to start wondering, how far out do the tentacles of this man's evil behavior truly go?
They're going to go far.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching the presser the other day on this, and the chief said she was perfect at what she said, is everyone that's been involved or knew Soto is considered part of it unless proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost kind of reverse, you know, guilty until proven innocent in this case, because of the proximity, the circle of people around that precious little girl that evil surrounded. And I'm telling you, they are going to bring down, I think, a massive network of child abuse that, it's like you said, long tendrils on this one. It is. And I think that's why there's no other charges yet, because I think as you're kind of sending out these tendrils, as you said, you need people to cooperate, and they're negotiating the type of cooperation with levels of charges that are going to be leveled against them, because you want to get at the core of where this evilness is happening, as well as many tendrils as you possibly can, because, as we said last time, if you have a serial pedophile or a serial child trafficker, it can affect one person. One person can affect anywhere between 6 and 400 children. And if you take down 2, 4, 10, a network, we're talking about potentially thousands of children being emancipated from this kind of lifestyle. So they're going to do, I saw the presser again, I got a lot of trust and confidence in what she's doing and what she's allowing her investigators to do and bringing in other resources, because this can be a huge win against these horrendous, horrible people.
I mean, this sort of stuff, how often does it happen in a vacuum where it's just him, he's collecting these photos by himself and it's just for his own demented?
Never.
No.
I've never seen it in a vacuum.
No. So the fact that he has all these photos on his device or attempted to delete them and have had the accidental factory reset the day that that they arrested him, is it likely that unfortunately and grotesquely he'd been sharing this stuff with other people?
Guaranteed.
And
very rarely do I use like extreme language. I guarantee it. I guarantee that's not the only device he's had it on. I guarantee this isn't the first time he's done it in his life. Yeah. Because the data does not support. Remember, we talk about behavior arcs, Tony.
Yeah.
This is not a blip in this guy's behavior arc. This is a lifespan. And I guarantee we go back to his early upbringing and childhood. The probability of him being abused and exposed to this behavior is extremely high. Yeah. He learned these things early on and it propagates and it's an infection that you just can't eradicate.
And right. I mean, it's very natural for everybody to be like, great, arrest, get him. And they got him. He's not going anywhere, not been charged with murder yet. And then she's still out there. She's mom. Jen Soto is still out there. We saw some of her interviews early on. I think a lot of people are screaming, why hasn't she been arrested yet? It's probably a reason to it. There's probably some strategy going on here as to why she's not behind bars as of yet and innocent, not been charged with anything. Why do you think that is? What do you think is going on here behind the scenes in this investigation?
I think they're talking to her a lot, and I think it takes a lot. So when you're doing a type of interview, series of interviews you're going to have to do with her, again, I got my conjecture hat on now because I haven't had anything other than what I've seen in the media.
Sure.
You're having to not use a hammer. Mm-hmm. She's had a hammer against her head her entire life and been manipulated her entire life. And so you actually have to tread lightly to let her not be even more ashamed of the behavior that she was witness to her entire life, especially with her own daughter. And so in order to do that, you can't pile on. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to inspire her to want to share, because I guarantee you she knows more than they even think she knows. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to start charging her, she's just going to crawl up into a shell like she's done her entire life and go into survival mode and not talk. Mm-hmm. And I at least that's my conjecture on this. So I think there will be charges against her. I think they're weighing her cooperation. They're weighing how much she can do to bring down a network. I think they're weighing a lot of these things, because I guarantee you this. Guarantee. I'm doing a lot of guaranteeing this episode. I'm sorry. I believe that he will not be the only person she brings down in this network. Mm-hmm. I believe that in order to recollect, because remember, she's also probably going to be having blocked out a lot of memories. This is very traumatic things that she was witness to that she allowed to happen in her presence. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to probably be a lot of blocking going on as well. And in order to break down those barriers for her to remember accurately, maybe other people that she allowed into her life and her daughter's life, other people that she was around even growing up. I mean, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But I think when you have someone in her position that was an unwilling participant, I do think she was unwilling. No mother that, at least from what we see, of her,
yes. I was gonna say, it's this show. There's been a lot of bad moms.
No mother does this out of a she thinks she's doing something righteous.
Yeah.
This is, and so I think, and also they're dealing probably with a lot of psychologists involved with this as well. So they're taking their time and they're being very, very careful with her, because she's going to be the key. She was going to be the key of this.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else? Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.